time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, YouInc. Today, we are going to see our way to our vision. Whereas in most cases, as you get older, you lose your vision in terms of sense of sight, rather than going to the ophthalmologist and getting tested and fitted for glasses or contact lenses, for this vision, the kind where you create an idea about where you want to go and what you want to do, we can make that happen with just some markers, a paper, and a pair of scissors. Let's get right to it. What are some of the things you want to see happen? A dream job, finding Mr. Right, lean and mean muscle machine, record your first hit, show your work at a gallery. What if I told you you could have it all? Envision that for a moment. Vision is something that is absolutely necessary if you are to achieve a level of success that is beyond your wildest dreams, because it does, in fact, make your dreams come true when you clearly visualize it in 2020. There is the why and there is the how as to how visualization of your future manifests. No hocus pocus, no new agey stuff, just science. So how do I crystallize my vision, and why does that attract those successes? Let's start with the how to make your vision clear. Do you remember making collages when you were a kid? Well, that's what they call a vision board for grown-ups. Want to be a doctor? Cut out pictures of the hospital that specializes in the field of your choice. Want to find Mr. Right? Cut out a photo of someone you think embodies all of the qualities that you're looking for. Want to be a lean, mean muscle machine? Cut out a photo of Jack LaLanne. You get the picture, pun intended. Easy peasy. Now, the why about how this works. Well, your brain will be prompted each time it sees your vision board to bring into consciousness what it is you desire as the vision of that version of you. In other words, when you see pictures of what you want and you visualize being engaged in activities that bring you closer to your vision, the mirror neurons in the areas that control consciousness and motivation are stimulated, as well as the information filtering system of the brain known as the reticular activation system, or the RAS. Vision boards serve the role of programming the RAS to tune into external stimuli that can help us move closer towards achieving our vision. The process of creating a vision board is one of the best ways to program the RAS. It programs the RAS to pay attention to certain things in your environment that are in the frequency with your goal or vision. This selective attention filter makes you aware of daily things that can help you achieve your goal, and it is your job to take action on those opportunities when they present themselves. So, when a singing competition comes into town, you don't miss the opportunity to sign up and show the world what a great set of pipes you have. My pro tip, full disclosure, I have not created my vision board yet, but I have a plan that I want to be in a certain place and a certain part of my career and where I'm going to be living by 2020. Because I have a life partner, I feel it important for us to do this together. My husband is not fully on board with the vision board, but if you want to get your co-lifer or co-worker to participate, help them see that in the very least, this could be a bonding exercise, a retreat from the daily grind to have fun and craft together and just enjoy yourselves. It can also be a learning experience to see how much you share a vision, and that in and of itself can generate discussion, which can help forge the partnership needed to actualize the vision that you will now share, like Bonnie and Clyde had theirs. Time for a movie motivation. This one was easy to find. This film is a testament that sometimes entrepreneurs do change the world. The Social Network is a film about a Harvard student that came out in 2010. His name was Mark Zuckerberg, played by Jesse Eisenberg, and how after a breakup, he got revenge by creating a website where people could rate the attractiveness of the women on campus. This quickly morphed into an online social networking website that is now the behemoth that is Facebook today. Mark had the vision, along with some others, but the difference was the relentless pursuit of his goal. Every single waking moment was spent on turning his vision into the reality that is a part of everyone's reality today worldwide. To learn more about vision and how Nick Fancher turns his visions into breathtaking images, you can listen to the U-Ink episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break on 90.5 FM or live stream on WCBE.org at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.